Nick Van Bloss was 7 years old when his body started having motor and vocal tics, such as shaking his head and making wild whooping noises. He was later diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. His illness didn't stop him from becoming a pianist. By the age of 20, Van Bloss was playing recitals, concertos, and chamber music all across Europe. Whenever he played the piano, it seemed he remained tic-free. But in 1994, the British musician experienced tics on stage and abruptly stopped playing in mid-performance. After that, he only played for an audience of one, himself, at home. That is, until last night, when he took to the stage in London for his first public performance in 15 years. Nick Van Bloss told the BBC what it's like to live with Tourette's.
Having Tourette's is a really exhausting thing. I mean, the body's gyrating and ticking and moving, dancing to its own tune, if you like. It was, a question of balancing a performing career and all the stuff that goes with it, the admin and the agents and managing, with the body that's never stopping. So it was sort of doubly exhausting. Tourette's is the curse and the blessing. The curse in the sense that it is exhausting, but also it keeps the mind very alive. It sort of makes the mind race all the time. So you do have this incredible energy all the time. The Tourette's has got worse as the years have gone on. So has the sort of odd energy that's within me and wells up and forces me to do things. The sort of miraculous thing about Tourette's, the cure within myself, if you like, is the fact that whenever I play or really concentrate on something, music, the piano, the Tourette's seems to disappear. It's almost as though it says, okay, you know what, we're being satisfied now, all these nasty little tics and movements in the body, and they sit back, and finally I can be myself and actually touch the piano, communicate properly, and I get this wonderful sense of peace while at the same time having this wonderful release from the ticking body that's my normality. It's very frustrating because, I mean, I wish I had this sort of on-off switch that I could, you know, employ all the time and say, okay, today I want to be Tourette-free or tic-free and go about my daily life to avoid the stares of people when I sort of nod and blink and they move away from me in coffee shops and think, God, there's an oddity sitting there in the corner. And it's coming to terms with being able to say, okay, I've got a bad day with Tourette's now, but I know when I sit down at the piano, exhausted as I am from the Tourette's, I'll have a sort of refreshing break and be able to let go for a while. It's a strange one for me to deal with because obviously I haven't played for so many years in public, that is. I mean, I've played to the simplicity of the four walls at home, who are the unjudgmental audience, as it were, and it's been very comforting to do that. So now to suddenly play in front of an audience, well, there's this kind of reticent streak, I suppose, but also a wonderful passion about it that makes me want to say, yeah, I can go out and do this. It's really great, finally. I'm playing two concertos, one by Bach, who's a composer who kind of fuels me and gives this incredible sense of calm when I play it. It's this music that sort of exercises both halves of the brain. Bach is something that really drives me. I think it's the order. Maybe he gives an incredible order, yet there's a wonderful controlled emotion. And perhaps that's what I crave in reality, in everyday life, when I'm away from the piano and I've got this body that won't be ordered.
And that was pianist Nick Van Bloss, who performed last night in London without a tic, his first public performance in 15 years. By the way, Van Bloss says he doesn't want to be known as the Tourette's pianist. There's no reason he should be, according to one review in a London newspaper today. It read, "The music making will stand on its own."